everybody. This is Austin, Texas, with the Boston Files, the Austin, Texas edition. Today, I really want to get to the point of aliens and UFOs. But that's not the conspiracy here. Or U.S. government experiments. Again, aliens and UFOs. Or U.S. government experiments. You see, this question has been asked for quite a long time. It's mainly a question that you would see, you know, out of some conspirator's mouth, you know, the serious. And that's why I've done this one, because I have not done a serious one in quite a long time. So, while I'm on the point, I believe that the aliens do exist to an extent. I believe that there are some UFOs. I believe that aliens drive them. But I believe that they drive only about 75% to 50% of the true UFOs out there. The rest of the UFOs, I believe, were made by humans. And more specifically, Americans. USians. So, as we go further into this, there was this documentary that I was watching, and it said that they had, like, discovered technology to, you know, make this circular disc-like flying object to lift off a couple feet in the air. You know, it was barely like 3 feet off the air and off the ground. And, you know, it was hovering, it was doing spinning, and there was even a pilot inside of it. You know, just an Air Force pilot. And, you know, there was a videotape and it showed it in this documentary. And it was this rotating disc that all of us imagine UFOs would be. And then, you know, they, after a course of experiments, they made it so that it could fly really, really high in the sky. And it is believed that we made those. Americans, United Statesians, made these UFOs during the Cold War. And it's obvious just from that statement why we use them. To spy on the Russians and their, you know, experiments, their military, their actions, their politics, the people. And, you know, I'm keeping an open mind on this one. Because not only am I saying aliens are real, which, you know, they are. There's probably been abundance of proof. But they have footage from Area 51. I know it's... It's too predictable. It's too predictable. Because not only are you doing that, but you are using a technology that was supposed to be unknown to humans. As you know, a threshold. You're using this thing as like a threshold for excuses to do anything. And if the general public actually knew about this, I believe that the American government would be freaked. They'd probably assassinate somebody. But, you know, they can't, because I'd be too suspicious. And I really want to get across another point. And this point, I really want to talk about. It has been said that, you know, the Roswell incident, a UFO crash-landed in the city of Roswell. And, you know, what they did was they went inside this unknown flying object and, you know, took the body really quickly without anybody seeing the actual alien body and wrapped it in, you know, like a body bag. And the reason for this is, you know, they could have just showed, oh, it's an alien, here you go. You know, they exist, ah. But no, what they did was they did that because there was an American pilot inside there. Why else would they keep it so discreet that, you know, the actual, quote, alien, end quote, was a human? You know, if news like that got out, people would freak. And, you know, I think it's one of those secrets that no matter what leader we have, no matter what politician is in office, we are never going to know this because the government has hidden it for years. And if they're going to expose it now, they might as well not have kept it a secret at all. Because this is a really, really serious issue. I mean, for people to think that there is life outside of, you know, the limits of Earth, it bedazzles them, it baffles them, it gets them all really thinking. I mean, how would you feel if all of a sudden a whole new world was opened up into your eyes, literally? Like, you found out that there was life, supportable to humans elsewhere on the planets. Like, out there. You know, maybe it's someplace where we wouldn't be able to reach for millions of years, but I don't think that's part of the equation here. I mean, for something like that to be discovered would just be mind-boggling. Because, you know, you don't really understand the capabilities of something like that. Like, not only could we discover new things, but it's a new planet, a new opportunity. But as a new opportunity arrives, there are many risks. I mean, I, for one, would not go and try to invade this planet without, you know, sending a probe in or something, exploring that place, like really getting to know what kind of life lives there. Otherwise, you might be stumbling into enemy territory, and, you know, maybe they were studying you, and then they find out, oh, they're hostile. Well, let's blow them up and make sure that they don't come back here again. And who knows, maybe there's other humans, like maybe there's prehistoric life there. Like, there are a basically starting Earth. And, you know, we wouldn't have things like fossil fuels because stuff like that would not have been around during that time. But, you know, we'd have a bunch of other resources, possibly oil, possibly, you know, more an abundance in water, you know, there's just infinite potential. And I mean, if we discovered a new planet that was nearby, I bet you money. Like, if we could get there in, you know, a couple years, not like 10 years, I mean like a couple years, I think that people would go to that new planet because Earth has been so trashed. I mean, think about it. Earth. Global warming thing was suspected. Global war. You know, things like that. World war, you know. It's just inescapable no matter where you go. But at least if you were to fly away from Earth, you wouldn't be so exposed to most of it. Because at least, you know, the plate would be swiped clean. Like, it didn't matter. Oh, I'm from China. Oh, it doesn't matter. You're not in China anymore. You're on a new planet, which means new rules. And, you know, this could be a whole new start for the idea of, you know, things like politics and government. Which, you know, is cool in the sense that it's so rare for a planet or something to be discovered that to have one be discovered would be phenomenal. I mean, it would solve many global issues if we actually had a place to call home other than Earth. There would be a couple disadvantages, like unfamiliarity and, you know, possibly we are, like, killing off, like, some sort of plant or animal that lives there, like, which we already are here. I mean, the worst thing for Earth has been Americans. And, you know, just people in general. But, you know, I believe that if we were to be introduced into a new planet, I believe that first, only the people who, you know, who recycle, who do all that stuff, should be allowed to go at first, because, you know, it takes really, really good character for someone to just take their you know, personal needs aside and, you know, serve our planet some good. And I believe that if we have more of those people on a new planet, then we were not ruining it completely. I mean, if you don't really analyze the situation, you could possibly be just screwing up another planet, and then, you know, oh no, what are we gonna do now? We just did what we did with Earth, and now we're gonna die. You know, things like that. And you really have to think of the possibilities when it comes to discovering something new, discovering something better. You know, it could have its downfalls, but still, it would be for the most part better than Earth. Depending on, like, you know, us actually getting there. I really, really have not much more to say about that, but I believe that our U.S. government has lied to us on multiple counts about, you know, whether aliens are real or not. I mean, I tend to think that they are real, but, you know, there are certain guidelines I'm willing to follow. You know, it's really a thing that you have to be able to trust your government. I mean, I kind of do. I'm not going to bash it saying, oh, well, they are so corrupt, you know. Boston does that, but it's all to kind of expose his most inner thoughts about our nation of the United States. And, you know, I will not argue with him on most of the things, but yeah, you really have to have a certain trust with your government to be able to trust them in things like, you know, oh, whether aliens or not exist. Not only that, but, you know, oh, these were just weather balloons. Do not worry. You know, things like that. I mean, if they say it's a weather balloon, I really, really, really cannot trust them with it. Because not only are they lying, but they're trying to, you know, cover it up completely. Like, you know, maybe they can tell their people, oh, you know, we are testing a new aircraft. You know, things like that. And, you know, lying to the people isn't going to help anything. It's more going to hurt the reputation of those in charge if they lie and someone finds out, which is why they will not reveal that secret unless they have something to back themselves up as well. Like, they could say, oh, well, at least I told you. Unlike our other leaders, at least I told you that we were the responsible ones for UFOs crashing into Roswell. And, you know, that would probably be one of the only things that would actually make that, like, you know, better for that person. But then he's that leader, not him. We might have Palin, which sucks. Never mind. So, like, if the president or, you know, some sort of leader were to, you know, come out and say, oh, well, we've been lying, it's actually been us, not aliens, that have crashed into Roswell and caused most of the incidents. You know, that would be bad in the sense that the government around that person would probably hate them because, you know, people would say, oh, well, why didn't they tell us? Those guys are deceitful and wrong. You know, so it'd be really complicated for somebody to admit that they, you know, used to do stuff like that. Like, they lied about the things that, you know, were really important to some people. So, with that being said, I left out a piece of evidence that was, you know, had to do with the whole crashing into Roswell thing. Well, when they, you know, crashed into Roswell and all that stuff, you know, around that time period, you know, when people were starting to see UFOs, there was actually more UFO sightings in Russia during that time than in the U.S. And why do you think that? Well, I personally think that because we sent UFOs across the country. You know, we could have sent them the other way, but instead we just sent them the other way. You know, instead of sending them to the east, we sent them to the west. Or instead of sending them west, we sent them to the east. You know, things like that. But I believe that we really, really want to analyze that part. Especially that part. Because it's really concerning how the evidence just binds itself together like super glue and your index fingers. They just bind together. And then, you know, it takes some warm water to really release these bonded fingers away. And that's what I believe I'm going to be. I'm going to be the warm water that undoes the bindings to the clues and shows you the deeper part. Not the Hollywood edition, not the serious, I'm going to cover up everything about it edition, but the Boston Files edition of the truth. Which, you know, we really take to heart here in the Boston Files. We really try to get deep down inside the truth and expose the certain things that we're talking about for what they really are. You know, people call it lying, people can call it whatever they want. But to be honest, we really do not care down here in the Boston Files main headquarters. All we care about is showing the people that really care about the truth what the truth really is. Uncensored, uncut, unrated. You know, just a solid truth. So, with that being said, I feel like I'm gonna wrap up the episode. I've gotten across my points. I've done just about everything I can to try to open your eyes, to try to let you know what's really out there. And, you know, today I will be playing an outro music, as I do, and Boston just ceases not to do. So, yeah, just look out for that. And, which reminds me and Boston are doing a collaboration episode next episode. We do not know when that will be, and sorry for the delay. I was supposed to get it done yesterday, but it just got done today. And you guys are going to have to deal with that. So, with that being said, I, Austin, Texas, am signing off. Here you go. Your outro music.